start the Chazara of the Siyata Dishmaya tomorrow. We have a lot to cover, obviously, but so we'll take one step at a time, like any other Chazara. We got to start slowly. So we are here, Abosai, in Siman Kuf Gimel. There's a Pisachet Shuvas of Kot Nalav. It was the last thing we spoke about on Thursday. We ran out of time. Let's turn briefly to Pisachet Shuva. Siman Kuf Gimel Sivkot on Aleph. We spoke about the Dabba Shiesh, the material aspect. You may recall that it's going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, Miyu Dvar Machashuvim Kiberia O Kayoteva, Im Einan Pugubim Biatzman Afal Pisha Pogman Atavshil, Einan Betelem Afilu Be'elef. You see two things. If they're not Pogam intrinsically, it's not Basel. If they are Pogam intrinsically, it is batal. That's what the Ramah is basically saying. It says the Pisachet Shuvah. Look in the Shach. It says Chaticha will discover it. Dabba Shebe Minyan. And some say Balachayim Yesh L'Matirim. And he rejects Yesh L'Matirim. This we saw already on Thursday. Fine. And then he says, look in the Teferes L'Moshe. Shecholek al Ramah. Uposak deber Yo'av Shenisrach. Eino B'Tela Be'elef. So the Ramah implies if it's pogum legamrei beatzmo, then it is batal. Again, and ain't a pogum beatzmo, then not batal. Means if pogum beatzmo, it is batal. It says no, it's not true. Even if this drug is not batal be'elef, that's what he suggests. Okay, and then he quotes his Adoni of his Kenei Panamiris. Also, argues in the Ramah, very afilu pogum beatzma ain't a betalim. And he calls others who agree. So there's a whole machlokes on the Ramah's implied statement. If it's pogum, there's no din of beria exists anymore. No, those disagree. So even if it's pogum, afal pk. The big question is when the Ramah is mekel. That's you again. Kiyotzba im einam pogumim beatzmam afal pisha pogum behatapshal einam betalim. But if pogum miatzam, how pogum miatzam must it be in order to be bottled according to the Ramah? So take a look in the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. Avo pisha pogum atavshil. The shein baatzman pogumim usuruchim bottle chashivusayu. Afilun is bashu ben makirin afku from bottle bro bialma. Okay? Because here, Leka tama de isura, shekvar isa musrach v'havik yilu ein kema moshes iser al tam lechud. So again, the Taz is saying it has to be pogum. Doesn't say how pogum it actually has to be. So the mishpat zov says u'mimah shekotzev atah shebetelim berov. Mashma de ein sruchim legamri, afilu hachi batal chashivusayu. So in the Ramah's leniency is not only a case where they completely pogum any royal legare totally, but as long as they are pogum and mitzas and giving off a negative taste, as such we saw earlier, this itself is considered sufficient to eliminate the chashivus of beria. Okay, fine. Though there are those who say that it's referring to a case where it's pogum legamri, but pogum legamri, the problem is, what do you mean they butl or not butl? It's mut even bien. We spoke about this last week. Then according to the Pri Chodesh, if it's pogum legamri, you're allowed to eat straight. That also factors into this discussion. Except if it's sheretz. Sheretz, you may not eat straight, so therefore it's only permissible to potentially be tairuva. So therefore, those who claim that the discussion over here in the Ramah is referring to a situation of pogum legamre. This is how the Gros seems to say, the Prichodesh seems to say. So again, that's Chazer again. The Ramah said what he said. There are those who argue and say, even if it's a pogum, it's still has a chashivas of beria. That's point number one. Point number two, it's not completely clear how pogam is pogam. The Rama says after it loses chashivas of beria. The Taz and the Mishnah Tzav seem to say that as long as it's, even if it's not pogam legamri, again, to read the lashon of the Mishnah Tzav, Sivkon Mezi, we saw before, ein sruchim legamri, afil hachi potel chashivusai. That's what the prima, that's a direct quote of the prima garden. If you look in the Prichodesh and in the Chavis Das and then the Gro, you get a different impression. You get a different impression. Fine. On both sides, let's not get to the stuff we have to talk about today. We ended off on Thursday, the end of the Shir. The question was the Shachs of cotton base, the very end. We spent some time in the Prichodesh on the screen. It was a difficult print, true. It was very enlightening, even with the bad print. The Prichodesh said, it's a whole mistake over here. He's angry at the two Kohanim, the Sifsei Kohen and the Minchas Kohen, because they got it all wrong. Prichodesh says that the case of Lo Lishvach Olaf Gam Osir is where you actually discern the taste of the Macholos Asuris. Okay? However, the discussion that has to be had is, what if you don't taste anything? Such as the Gira Nashi, you taste nothing. So then, in other words, he thinks they got the wrong pshat. They got wrong pshat by comparing this Rishami to the Gira Nashi, it's apples and oranges. Because in the Gira Nashi, there's no taste at all. And the Rishami says there is taste. The taste is neither a net positive nor a net negative, but it is a discernible taste. In two different cases. That was the main thrust of the Prichodesh Sivkon Beis, which we saw on Thursday. And as he quoted Tosfos Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Chesam Ed Beis, and he concludes that way. If it gives no taste, it's mutter. Tosfos Avodah Zarah. It's not against this thing of the Shach and the Rishami. Here's where there is a taste, but it's neither a net negative nor a net positive. And as a matter of fact, the Bar Yashulchan, those who want to look inside can see, in Sivkot and Tes, says he thinks it's a din daraisa. This din of Lo Lishvach, Lo Lifkam Aser, is a din daraisa because it's a discernible taste. Oh. The question, of course, becomes, why is this Aser midaraisa? Why? After all, the majority is mutter, and although this is a discernible minority, it doesn't make it taste any better. He writes in the Baalei Shulchan, it's Minotaur anyway. Kol she'ein apogim klal, lav k'nevela she'neuil l'geru. So what? He's explaining it's a negative definition. It's not a nevela she'neuil l'geru. Yeah, but why is it aser? So I feel like this. According to the Ran, is nicha. What the Ran said? The Ran said that whenever we discuss relative pluses and minuses, you must take into account quantity as well as quality. Yeah, I throw in something, it is neither makes it better nor makes it worse in terms of taste. It clearly makes it better in terms of volume. You added volume, so therefore the net is a net positive. It's a net positive. Therefore, we say it is considered to be halachically problematic, even midaraisa. According to the Rani, I understand this din very well. Din daraisa because it's a net positive in quantity. Fine, but according to the Rashba, how do you understand it? Oh. So we can argue like this. Look, you taste it. Remember that famous Rashba? Tzadiches quotes the Ravid, the Cheikh. If the palate tastes it, it's called Nikar Yisr. It's called Nikar Yisr. So we have the famous Kash, the Prima Gadol is right over here. So why is Noson Tam of Gam permissible? Let it be Nikar Yisr. How do we explain it from the Baal Megillah Sefer? In Chashivus. That's not Chashivus. If it's a net negative, there's no Chashivus. So now it seems it's arguable to say that according to the Shitas HaRashba, that's only if it's a net negative, it lacks its Chashivus. But if it's neither positive nor negative, it's Chashiv enough to be considered Nikar HaYisr, because it is discernible, and therefore it's Asur min HaTorah. Wow. So, what appear? You say, Tam Kikar D'Oraisa, even though he has no specific hanah, can't say he enjoys it, because the taste is, doesn't make it any better or worse. There's a discernible taste. This may depend, smoozing with the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash last week, this may depend upon a fundamental shaila about macholos asuris. What's the nature of macholos asuris? So the Rashbi here is saying that the nature of macholos asuris is you may not eat macholos asuris. That sounds pretty straightforward. The nature is you ate a machal ha'asur, achila. And therefore, if the Rashbi is correct, you must take into account, you know, specifically whether you it has enough chashivus. If it's a net negative, there's no chashivus to it. And if it's a net positive, or even what we're suggesting now, it's net neutral, but it's discernible, that is considered to be chashiv enough to say tam ki ikar, and it's also midaraisa. What's the Ran's approach? The Ran has a totally different approach. The Ran says that the nature of the Isur Macholas Asuras is really an Isur of Hano. Isur Hano, the best rise is Ran. Where the Ran says the fact that you have Hano from the increased quantity, this is itself enough to make something else. The quantity is you know, I guess you have more quantity, so you fill yourself up more, or something of this nature. It doesn't make it taste better. That itself is enough to make an issue. What do you see according to the Ran? The Ran holds, look, you tasted more. Until now you would have tasted 5 units. Now you're tasting 7 units. Not the pshat that there are 7 units of Macholos Asuras as such, but there are, you've added 2 units, so now there's simply more there. There's more there, so you have to measure as the Ran said so eloquently, the relative increase in the quantity versus the relative decrease in the quality. We said before, if there's no decrease in the quality, we understand very well why it'd be higher based on the increase in the quantity, according to Shitasa Haran. So the comment is very interesting, according to the Ran. According to the Ran, the nature of the Easter Macholos Asuras we're suggesting now is an Easter of Hano. Tamidim are arguing. Hano. So you have Hano, and they have greater Hano because you have more to have Hano from. Even though the taste may be a net negative in the Ran's case. But if the increase in quantity is so much greater, to more than offset it, so you've been violation of the Easter of Hano. Every Yisra Macholos really from many Yisra Hano, having too much Hano. Okay, that's one way of understanding, one possible way to understand this dispute. And it could be a number of other disputes according to what Tamina was suggesting last week are relevant to this as well. One of them is, we spoke about it as a Barichas, do you say Hetta Nepach Lias Yisra? The Ran says yes, because you're having Hano, in other words, the good taste of the Tarfus is diffused throughout the originally kosher food. Every single molecule of the formerly kosher food has a taste of the Trefa food, and therefore it includes Hano from Trefa food. The nature is Hano, so Hetta Nepach Lias Yisra. The Rashbu who does not accept Hetta Nepach Lias Yisra, because the Rashba learned the nature of the Yisr is Macholos Asuras. And Macholos Asuras is only the amount that went in. Yes, it's Nikar Yisr. So whatever is Nikar, that Yisr still remains as an Yisr, but not beyond that. Oh. You may recall we had a Chedush Yaran a long time ago, the heavy Odea, that little Tzadiches, and there could be an Yisr of Tam without any Mamoshes, just abstract Tam. The Rashba rejects that. Again, might be a link to this. So you have to have a Michael Osir, otherwise you cannot be in violation. According to the Ran, the basic nature of the Yisr is having Hano. So you have Hano, even though there may not be any substance, but you have Hano through this, however it happens. But see us, we don't know how it happens. That's the Yadudas question. How do you have some kind of a plate that with no mamashas at all in the physical world? However it exists, the Ramban said it exists, you would also be in violation, because you're having the taste of the tafras with the hana, the mamashis is not there at all. It may be relevant, finally, to the question of min b'mino according to Yehuda, if something is only as tam and has no mamashis. None. So, what's the din? So again, according to the Rashba suggests it would not be batal. Min b'mino lo batal, because according to the Rashba, whatever mashu you have in there is labeled as macholas asuris, and as such, it says min b'mino lo batal, so it's you're in violation. According to the shita of the Ran, that the Ran says that it's only if it's an iser of tam, there's no tam of min b'mino. The Ran seems to say it's mutter, except for kotchim would be mutter. Just throwing out some of the suggestions as far as what was given to me last week, just mentioning in passing. Now I get to the main part. May you take something and be ma'ariv it and be thereby be pogim it lechatchil. You know, I'm a vat and isa lechatchil. We're discussing at some length. Now we're discussing this issue. We mix it in lechatchil. So, if you look at the body of Shulchan Tzedkot, he writes as follows. Lechatchila ein la'arvim yachad, and to rely by no stan lefgam. Shouldn't do it. Why? According to the Rashba, I understand very well. Because no stan lefgam is based upon Bittul Barov. So, in Mavan Lissa Lechatchila, it's not much exactly the same thing. It's based upon a rov. We're not allowed to rely upon a rov. Lechatchila. Or, here's another word over here. Goes and bechol nos and tam lefgam lechatchila. Otu nos and tam leshvach. L'shem yavo lahatiach. She nos and tam leshvach. A separate issue. What'll happen? You wear a hat like this. Mishin is ayer b'derech no stam lefgam. I read out a piece of iser, which fell by mistake into a large batavshil, and it gave it over a tam lefgam. Now says the Bali Shulchan, mutu la'arev shuv osa tarovis l'sof eiz a heter acher kol shoyis no stam lefgam gambo. It's not aim about an isa lechatchila. You're putting in heter lechatchila. It already became heter by the initial bittul process. This is all found in the Bali HaShulchan here in Sifkat and Yud. It's an important yisod. Where does he quote this from? He tells you he quotes from. It's right in front of you. Take a look in the Sif Seidas, Sifkat and Vav, Hasheni. Take a look. Rabbi, so you all have it in front of you. You see it? Hasheni. Everyone see it? Simon Kuv Gimel, Prima Godman Siv Seidas, Siv Katan Vav, Hasheni. It's about halfway down the Vav. Shanim Yaya, Nosim Tam Lefgam, B'Tavlin, B'Tavshim. So now, the Tavlin Amutar B'Achila. V'afilu M'chatchila Mutu Litin L'Tavshil. Ha'Tavlin Eilu. Because these Tavlin Eilu already became Pogum. The Chitayim and Nostan Lefgam, the Yevon Shorel Olachatchila, Yeshlama, the Tavlin Heteru, the Gabbatavshil lo Yitnu Tan the Pogumu, Ain't them about the Lisura, came in the Heteru, Tavlin, with the Bachila, Meridik. All this is found in the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Vav, Din Hasheni. This is a basic stuff, Rabbi Osai. Basic stuff. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, there are those who say, no, the same way to make a gzera, eina ben yomo et otu ben yomo, so too, according to Yisiv Heter, they made a gzera, nos tam lefgam, otu nos and tam leshvach. That's what the, it's quoted here from the Yisiv Heter, but the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah is not that way, and therefore we pass on the kula. At Rabbi Osai, time is moving. Let's go right to Sif Hei. Without further ado, Sif Hei. Kol kedeiro she'ena bas yomo choshiv tamo lifgam ve'ena oseres nikris bas yomo posman. Did we see the Tosis in Avodah Zarah yet? We read it together? No, I don't think we read that Tosis. Are we on here? I think it's important we get this. Everyone should see the Tosis inside. The last time of Avodah Zarah, that's Ayin Vav. Okay, so the Nikris Bas Yomos is the Mechaber Sefer calls Man Shloshasa Me'es Li'es Achashin is Bashel Boho Yisr 24 hours. The Kevin Sha'ava La Be'es Li'es Achashin is Bashel Boho Yisr Nikris Eina Bas Yomos Then Bishel Boho Kshena Bas Yomos Hatav Shel Mutu Da Be'no Stan Luf Gad Vuhu She'tiye Mudachas should be clean Shelo Yeshuman Al Ponel. Shouldn't be a sheen, a layer of grease. Shimlo hiticha. If you left the grease on the pan, oser, it would prohibit. Vareki chatichas iser shelo nifkema. 24 hours only is kogan that which is absorbed in the walls of the pot, not the outside sheen. No, I want avodah zarah. That ayin vav menalf. Avodah zarah. That ayin vav menalf. This goes with Tosis now? The first Tosis. The Tosis comes up. The first one. Okay. The Yesh Matimrin says the Mechaber, Afilu Bishol Bakolim Shehidicha. Why is that so? Thank you so much. Because they hold that even the sheen along the walls of the pot is also becomes bought in 24 hours. That's a Chiddush. It's Ben, it's not Balua. That's what the two days. So two days come from the Ran. If we have a chance, we'll show you the Ran inside in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. That's on the Maror Makom. So let's first see the Tosfos. Bas Yomo. Pirish Bekutris. Shebishel Ba'ova Kochavim Hayom. Aval in Bishel Ba'ome Esmo. For Hufak Tama Bolinas Laila. Mashma Le Perusho. Bolinas Laila Pogemes. Flobina Meis Lies. Came from Shemini Tam. The Lina Slana Pogamas. Kilohoya Derek Biyom and Kanmon Mish Levasha Balaila. Brochas on base. Okay. Fine. Vizekha Ledavar. The Lina Slana Mikri Ibur Tsura. Havidrom Kabachom. Im Och Lashube En Ma'aber Tsurasa Balaila. That's a concept in Kochin. Koshke Nisa Abu Hanivla Begadera. Period. The Lisha Devas Yoma Mashra Shabishop Bob. Hayom, midlo kama lo asrat ela kadeiro me es leis. Period. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? At night, top line. V'dafka sha'om da kol halayla b'lo bishul. Shen yadua magorim l'hofik atam. T'chila salayla o sofo o kulo. Ava me es leis. Lo b'ina. V'machmir. Tovala brocha rabosai. Very nice. Frek the hele getoises, of the age of tomorrow, the rabbi in the town. She may be zeichel the dove. Me ibu tzura, the tiv shalei, she sof lai legore im apgam. Da mit hamura shachar. The mashvile no salatino srefo. Says it in Zvachim as well. Amura shachar choshev lino. Says Tosis, you're right. The shem lekach ha'omur rabbi in the town, the ain't a raya gemura le zeichel the dove. Kidei, shalom lifshot zeh misham. Yesh attacking the soul flower of the bad. Eino gorim elagorim. Elakulo. How do you know? With the hits, you got cost of shvira bikli cheres. Marika shifa bikli nechoshes. Achri bishul chatas. Man domenos talufgam. Is mutter. Vamai. Halo mutter levashibo lechatkhila. Achar amura shachar. In one split second, all of a sudden it becomes an ostal of gam. According to that tzad. Terrorist that tzad doesn't exist. No one says in one split second, and a lot of shachas become pogim. Yes, sir.
Why does one necessarily prove the other? Couldn't it be that the yisur of nosar is existent even though it would be no same time with God? You see, kachim and pulin are different always. We always
True.
See that they're different. Time caker is different by kachim according to everybody. Everything is different by kachim. So meichat tesi that one would compare one to the other.
Okay, with respect to talif gam, the Tosfos assume that they're the same. That's what everyone else assumes as well. You're asking a good question, but that seems to be the answer. I want to show you. You know, let's first finish. I want to show you the Rambam. We'll finish this first. We're a little bit out of order. I want to finish this that we have in front of us. Rav Rabbeinu Baruch Kosav, the Sefer HaTruma. Rav Osai, you may want to see the Sefer HaTruma actually inside ourselves. Simmons, I think. Sanachay or Ayane, we'll see soon. Shetzarech Lachgar, Shalohoya Bekli Afilu Miyot Mayim Chamin Levad, Mitoch Me'es Le'es. This is what he's saying over here. Cooking hot water, says Rabbeinu Baruch, restarts the clock. Did we discuss this once? In the NBA, there's a 24-second clock. So we have a 24-hour clock. As soon as you put your cooking hot water, it restarts the 24-hour clock. Starts all over again. That's the chiddush of the Sefer HaTruma. Why? If you should nasu the veiler, kevin shlohoya ben samach levat lepedus akli the b'didei misharina, v'chazu v'nivlu. Whoa, Rabbeinu Baruch threw in chanan. So what does chanan mean, Rabbi Osai? That if I put in cooked in water, let's say 12 hours after the original cooking of the tarfus, so the tarfus came into the water, the whole water became us, we went back into the pot, restart the 24-hour clock right then and there. That's time. Chosak, Tam Tov, not Tam Ra. It's within 24 hours of the original absorption. Wow. V'dachta b'kli shal yisr. Ava b'kli shal heter. Kulbosar b'kli shal cholav o yipcha. Af al pi shahoyu bo mayim chamim b'tof meis leis. Ein lochush. Sharein heter. What's a chatichan as inflations? Tlar mina chatichan as inflations as inveila ele dachta b'yisr. Yeah, we know. We spread it so many times. V'yod. A second answer. It's very important, this V'yod. Rabosai, it's critical to understand this. You'll see soon in the Shulchan Aruch. He's giving two reasons the kula. One reason is what? The first reason is, Rabosai, you know it's a chaticha nasa fleshiks. And what's the second reason? Yod ika not barnat tehetera. Tafil lefi amafarish gabi dog mishol lebekara. Avon nisbashdu lo. Hoch ika gimel no stay tam shaleter. Harishon shenivla b'kli, yimimenu l'mayim, yimimayim chazanim l'kli. When the three, everyone agrees, it's okay. Ad kan, Rabbi Osai, the Sefer HaTruma, as cited here in Tosaf, on the Zohar, and I've had him enough. All right, everyone with me so far? So far, so good? Now I have to get back, I want to share that round before I read the Shulchan Aruch. Is it ready again? The riff. Where's the riff? Oh, yeah, what happened over here? It's only got goofed up. Ah, I went too far. Should we go right up in? Come on out. Thank you so much. Here we go. The chulon should establish a man, actually hit bill, actually higil, actually hit libain. So, us, the mutter. Ha, lufgam, otfar. Kacha b'gemar. Kosa v'arayit. Tehit b'lav v'davka nakale. Shum dahit tvila. Rabbi, what does tvila mean? Be tvila's kelin. Lekam an di osa. Adi b'chadosh v'mein kan bela klav. Ibi yishan maf hein liyach ha shuhuk shu v'agolo b'libin lo nishu v'en bela. V'lo mi osa ratav shu shu nosa b'sol v'mishu lo nit bila. Yeah. Elamayel tell me the Yamir, his come Aranyan. Hi Tvila. Hadocha he Ukitunaka lay tana de Mastis of Lush and Tvila, Kiditnan. Lahat bil Yakbil Shepirusha la Hadiach Lesa. The Tana Bebraisa lo knocked lo la Hadiha Belush and Tvila. La, yeah. Takatari Madiha de Madbilan. Two different things in the Braisa. The old. Iba dachama minus tell of Gamiko. Hare Ticha saw Isur shall Pnapnakli. Hare Bienor. Because man shall idea. And if chemist be yom lachaveru kizur atzma, that's a rabzal. Once it's a be'en, even if it's a thin sheen layer on the pot, so it's not going to be nifkam in 24 hours. Aval acherim kosvu, the high shalo hit bil shalo idea kama. V'nokit lahadokha bo loshim tevilo, kidinokit lo tana de mastisim, it's not. And shadakba lahat bil yadu. Afagab da itana de braisa tani madichu na matbilon, the alma lo nokat lo lahadocha b'loshin tevila, heinish in the boil the mistake, u matbilon, lo motzi tani matbilon, el hitbil, the hocha, yeah, period. El hitbil hocha mi hadocha ka omar, af al pish lo hidiyach shari. Why? Bish et ticha sa isa sha pnei akli, nifkuma mi yom lechavera kebele shim betocho, v'ele kis yatsmo, the Rambam zal. And the Ramban Zal holds that way, he says. Well, that opinion, Rabosai. It's a second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. I asked you to see Simon Kuf Gimel. Sif Hey, we just read it. Now we see where the source is. The source is Iran. Here in Masechta Avodah Zarah, there are two different opinions. Yes, sir?
Is it Machlokes Metzias?
Good question. Am I ready to answer? Machlokes and Shiurim. Be a little bit of a pagam. Will that count? That's the only answer. That's the only thing I can say, because you don't make a machlokes and metzias out of it. Yes, sir?
I have a little trouble understanding. If the pot is totally clean, and it's made of where's the tam of gam coming from? Is it more neutral?
No. If the tam is totally clean, there's something which is absorbed in the walls of the pot. That's the classic case. This ran is discussing the sheen that's above the metal surface of the kli. What's its status? That's the dispute. Can we say it's pogam after 24 hours or not? So those 2 days, I found the Shulchan Aruch. I want to show it to you in the Rishonim, in the original source. Fine. So far, Rabosai, so good. So far, sir. Good. It's interesting, Rabosai, that when we spoke last week about the how do you derive Pogam B'Mitzas from Pogam Legamri, we had the Rashi Shita, we had the Ran Shita. There's always that Ra'or. Always difficult. Always different. Never agrees with anybody. The Ra'or says, Mi'ikir Redin, something which is not Pogam Legamre, is not Nosen Tam Lefgan. No. It would be considered Lishvach. As long as you can eat it. It's not going to, it's Royal Agar. He took the original kasha of the Rashba and said, there's no answer to your question. In fact, since it's learned from in a royal agar, kozman, it's royal agar, it's not lefgam. However, he says, he thinks that whatever's pogum in the walls of the pot is itself in a royal agar. Itself in a royal agar. We'll never know, we never eat pots. Ah, when it comes out into the rest of the tavshil, so it's mitigated somewhat. So it's no longer any royal kelev, any royal gear, I should say. That's the right all shita. But if it's an actual physical food, egg is tasting to be a net negative, but royal gear, according to the ra'ah, it's aser. According to the rashba, it's mutter, because it's bitl barov. We said it's a net negative. According to the ra'ah, it's mutter, perhaps even without bitl barov. That's a discussion we had last week. Is he relying upon bitl barov, or is he not relying upon bitl barov? We quoted the Ran in Avodah Zarah. We read it last time. Once we're here, hold on. Talmud Bavli. Okay, let's get the links. Links. Whoa, what happened over here? It's a mistake. No, we are talking. No, no, no. Get me back to the Gemara. It was it. Links. Okay. Oh. Look at the siluf. Where are the Rishonim? You're all here? Where's Kedusha Aran? They don't have it. I have it in my room. They don't have it.
Yeah,
you hear that?
They have
Mefarshei Babli.
Mefarshei Babli.
Rishonim. Rishonim. Kedusha Aran. Zara, no, no, son of golf. Thank you so much. Days, what's going on here? Remember we had this Rashi? This is the Rashi that everyone talks about. We saw this last week. Kol shena chasera klum v'ena necheles b'nei zeh. Pirish Rashi's out. V'lav dafka v'ena necheles. Ela shenifkam tamim b'nei zeh. V'raya l'dvarai. Mikidera shena bas yomo. T'kami b'nosan l'fkam. U'bevara shena pogema z'atav shul kol kacha shlo yir nechel. Right? U'bevara bas yomo nami armina niyev shlo pogma purta ama d'pkam shari. It means other rights. On the Alpha God, the famous Kasha, the Nosan Tam Lefgam in the Vela Garmina, Choshiro the Geshma in the Vela Pisha Nifkma, yeah, Hosam and the Tam of Nation Nichelas Pifneyatsma, Hilkoch Ashen Dmifkam Ola Gamre, Miachilas Ger, Asira, Abel Isa Tarova, Shahokan Boachan Asinas Tam, Kosha Tama Pokamatam Shoktsas, Mutta, Pisha Eno No Saint Tam, Adarabo. Pogemu, v'chi gamrina min avela benosim tam lefgam mutter, yesh lam elchi gamrina. Ma motzino min avela, shalo asra Torah elak shiru yolager, meisha ochle nene min ha-yisr, afa pishi pegu mektas, avo kol shenu ri yolager, kema shenu nene min ha-yisr, ha-Torah hiti rosa. I mentioned earlier today, the yisr is yisr v'ano. Afa pishi chalala yisr, Mitchila, af beishter she nasan atam beheter, kemen sheheter nifkem ktsas min ha'iser nimzah shezeh ha'shochlo, eino nana min iser, ela mitstar olov. Hilkach shari, af beishter chalisim mitchila, v'osa dobo shetaret. Lefiza nira lid, it's the famous Ran in the Chidushin. We read it together in the Ran in the Rif. Shem higdil ha'iser midoso, shel heter shu mashbiach yosik sheochlo begodol midosi, mashul pogem behefzit tamo, osur. And she posted Milech Olam Kodim to the Vela. Fine. We call him Nero Lee. Here's the punchline. Watch this now. We call him Nero Lee. This is very, very important. Nero Lee Barur. But we had a discussion last week. The Machlokas Yad Yehuda and the Chazanish on the one hand, who said that the Ran relies upon Bittel. And we had the Rebbe Kivegan and the Prima Gonim that doesn't rely on Bittel. It's about the Chomis for Pesach. Remember that? That was last week's discussion. Look at the Chedush Iran. I told you last week a shtickel Torah from the Baal Biurim and the Baal Yashulchan that the Ran says in one place you need to have a rove. He said, yeah, it's talking about Shrutzen. What about this line? We'll do over here. Miu nirali boru to call the Ika kazayas bifdei achilas pras afal gav the nosim tam lefgam osur achi posel milech ol adam tahayru nevela gufa uposhedu. Oh my goodness gracious. All bets are off. The Ran says not only you require a rove, and he doesn't, there's nothing here about Shrutzen. Talk about in general terms. Not only you need a rove, you need such a big rove. The what? That the Easter is not as pogos because I is bechtech in his press. So pilly glory, Rabosai. How could these Gedolim not know about the Chalushi? I guess it wasn't printed in their day. They didn't have Chalushi around. It's a shtickle pel on the body of Shulchan. It's a beautiful. I was so excited about the shtickle Torah last week. That's before I knew about the Chedush Iran. The Chedush Iran slugs up his whole Torah. Remember that last week's Torah yet? We had a Ran which requires a rove, and he asked the Kasha, I quoted these Gedolim, Ran doesn't require a rove. This wood is gedol. These are pre-megana Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't require a rov. What was the answer? Beautiful answer of the Megillah Sefer. That's all by Shratzim. By Shratzim, then the Ran would say you need a rov, because Shratzim is an Isser Mamash, even though it doesn't taste like anything. Oh. Problem is, here the Ran requires not only a rov, but more than a rov. He requires a rov when the Mir's left the Mechilas Pras, and he's not discussing his Shratzim. Wow, it's amazing kasha on these gedolim. They probably didn't have it. Probably wasn't printed in the Rebbe Kivei on Prima Gavim's day. They don't have Ruach HaKadosh. True, I didn't see them quote the Ran in their, on the Halachas on the Rif either. But that we have a teretz from the Megillah Sefer, from the Bali HaShulchan rather. But this sounds like it's a checkmate. So I wanted to show it to you. If you can get out of this one, you let me know. I wanted to show it to you inside. Fine. Rabbosai. Let us discuss again now the in Masechta. Yeah. Let's take a look a little bit in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, again, quoted both opinions in the Sifrei that we saw in the Ran on the Rif. What's the din of that Ticha that's there for 24 hours? According to the first opinion, Osir, 24 hours only makes what's it balu on the Kli be negative, not the sheen on the outside. But there's a yesh matirin, afilu bishav akon and shidicha. Again, based on the two opinions we saw in the Ran, based on the lush of the Gemara, it bila means yidicha, the whole story. And the matter that too, it said it becomes net negative in 24 hours, even if it's ben, if it's a thin sheen on the pot. Oh. So now, Rabosai, those who have the green Shulchan Aruch should please open up to the Piskei Tshuva Simen Kuf Chav Beis, the last Simen that's there, Sivkot and Aleph. And I want to show this to you, if we can get this. We have Ran on the Rif, don't we? How do I get to other Ran, other different Masechtas? How do I do that? I have to go back to the area. Start from scratch. I can't go from here. Not the Rif. This one. But this one back to start. You have to start from scratch a little bit. Well, says Erev Pesach, we got to talk about Pesachim. So the after Mevarach Machodesh, the Nisan. Okay. Ran, what page was it? Hold on a second. Page Zion. Actually, it was going to go over to the next page. We're going to go, let's take it from the bottom.
For the next page, you can just go to links.
But let's just run down all the way to the bottom of the page. Watch. Oh. Kederes v'pesach yishaveiru. You got to break your plate. You got to break the dishes. Break the dishes. There's a whole discussion. Watch this. Oh, Rabosai. He says like this. I feel the man damen osan lefka mutter hanimili v'dievet. Ava lechat chila lo. The Athal Gav, look what's going on now. The Lerav Iyevshet Shalo Lishboris Akadera. He can't keep it over Pesach. Got to break it. Isn't that b'di'evet? Nope. Afilochi lo havik b'di'evet. V'raya l'dover chulun af kufir aleph. Hay pincha de ismalach be'bistro. Atper of Ami. He broke it. V'yikid yeved lamele limitperei l'shai ad l'machor. We'll use it tomorrow. Alevadai pinichol kedera afagat tzorach b'shovron lav kid yeved dami. And therefore, you have to break it, you can't use it. What's he saying over here? I would have sent the svara, says the Ran, that if I have a metal pot, it's also ena ben yomo, because you can kasher it. But if it's made from cheres, there's no way to kasher it, so it's b'di'evet. So b'di'evet, let's be able to use it. Quotes two gemaras. One in Og Masech Tachul Kufir Alvin Beis, and one in Psachim Daf Lamed, that you actually may not use it. Oh, they don't have the links on the side. In my edition of the Ran of Psachim on that daf, he made reference to an earlier Ran in the same Masechta, Rabbi Osai. In the same Masechta. Problem is, I'm not sure what daf it's on right now. My memory isn't that good to know where it would be. Okay, keep on links. It's talking about a tanner. You see the word tanner? This is the sugya of tanner right over here. Rabbi Osai, it's all talking about a tanner. Somewhere here, the Ran is going to say that a tanner, you are not required to break it. Yeah, tanner.
Breaking it, could the Avidami. So the Anche Shame on the side of the Ran says a stira to the Ran page Zion of an Aleph to the Ran page Chesem and Aleph. A stira Gluya. If the alternative is to break it, is it called the Chatchila? It's called B'di'evid. Here he calls it B'di'evid, and the next page he called it the Chatchila when it came to the Pincha and the Kedera. Here's a Tanner. What's the difference, Rabbi Osai? They seem to be identical. Identical. So this answer. Well, where am I? It's not here. Should am I here? Where should shares of shuvas? Watch this. Alphabetical order. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks his kasha. There's a stira between one Ran and the other Ran. A stira galuya. So those who have the biurim, Rabbi Osai, should open up. Right over here, Kuf Gimel, Sif Hei. I'd like to show it to you in hard print for those who have it. So the Biurim, he asked, quotes this from Rabbi Akiva. Siman Mem Gimel. Let's try to do a comma. Let's see if we get the right one. He has his kasha, stira. Oh. He nail the chorish to the hokla pimasha kosla of a minchas yankov, the hefsin meruba, yesh the hatta bikli cheres, the shtamash wa acha meis liyes. Tavikid the yemen, came into hefsin meruba. As the Ran says in Perikol Shah, just read it by Tana. Om Nira the Gamza Eino. Maral Bach got it from the Ran Sosim Hadadi. Sachim, he says, by Tana Yutzah, and he says, Zevazigorim Lechatchila, Osim Mikomikom came in the Tana, Elo Takana, Elo Benetitza, Havibi the Yevin. But by Chulin, the Ranta by Pincha the Tabra, the Lo Shah Mes the Ace, the Nasatal of Gam, Lechatchila, Osim. Or you have to Klicherash, Elo Takana, Elo Shrilo, Havibi the Yevin. And he could have asked the Benekash, is a steer him in the Ranman from one page to the next of Sachim. Oh, the Ran Perikol Shah. There's the Pesach. Afal Gav the Lerav Yevshe Shalol Dishbarakadero. Afil Hachi Lo Habik the Yevin. What's the Raya? Pincha. Alavad the Pincha Kadero. Afal Gav the Tzarach Lashov and Afal the Yevin. Dami. End quote. Middayek Pincha U Kadero. Mashma. The Ratzalomah the Hanach Mishum. Ain Efsed Maruba Lav Kedieve Dami. Look at the Chedusha and Sheshem as the same Kash from Tana Yutza. Bevare Lo Nita Lishmoa the Kederos Be Pesach Mayri Dachta B'Sheyeshel Rak Ma'at Kederos for Lo Harbor the Pashta the Milsa Kol Kederos Shol Kol Yimos Hashana Yeshem Hefsed Maruba Elavade. Watch this now. The Mikoma Kom Kol Kederos B'Fnei Atzma Lo Havi Hefsed Maruba. V'lo mahani hefsin meruba de tzirufon. V'rak betano da kli bi'atzma be hefsin meruba. Meridiker b'kiveger. Hefsin must be from one item, not from a combination of many items. Okay, v'im kain. B'dino didan da hefsin meruba rak mikoach sheyesh lo harbe kelim lo mikri di eved da be mamish kemo kaderes be pesach. Unbelievable chumrah on both sides. You only consider to be a Hefsed Meruba for one item, one tanner. But you can't combine many, many things. Oh. What's the whole context of this whole Rebbe Kiveh? What's he talking about? What's the context? Back to the very beginning of the Shuvah. What's the case? Kli Cheres Me'akum Shem Yishonim Yosim Yud Beis Kodesh Hefsed Meruba of the Selah. Chacham Tzvi, there's a world famous Chacham Tzvi. The Acha Yud Beis Chodesh Kola Kola Belua Umedamaz El Yishin Kankani Yud Beis Chodesh B'Yayin Esach. That is what I asked you to see in brackets on the Maror Makos. Have you saw it yet? The Gemara Avodah Zarah. No, you didn't see it yet. That if you have these remnants of wine after 12 months, they're ready, they're nothing. So the Chacham Tzvi wanted to extend this concept from Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Dalet. He wanted to extend it to anything which is absorbed in the kli. Whatever is absorbed in the kli, after 12 months, Rav Osai, he wants to say that it is permissible. He'll ask a kashi, ask a Chacham Tzvi. How can no one said it before me? Take a look here. It's printed. It's in the Prima Garden. Rav Osai, take a look in the Prima Garden. Right here. This is on the Maror Makos. This is without brackets. But I want you to see, I think. Prima Garden, Sif Sedas, Sif Cotton, Yud Zayin, Abosai, Oz Base. Take a look at Oz Base. Okay. Oz Base. Kli Cheres, please look inside. Imahani Beyishin Yud Beis Kolish. Gamelin Di Yeved, Kedavach, Kedavach Choref. Ochomets Achar Pesach Achar Yud Beis Kolish. Inema Afrahu. Shut Chacham Tzvi Ayin Ayin Pei Matit B'Diyevet B'Pesach Shebishu D'Avachorot B'Kedera Shem Yud Beis Chodesh V'Raya Miyishun Kan Kanim Avodah Zor Olam Adalet. Oh, V'Chitei Matzon Ein Shiny. Oh, Rabosai, look at Avodah Zor Ayin Dalet Lam Adalet, it's Tzon Ein, it's cold absorption. He was talking about cooked hot chametz in it. Hodudia V'Zagin Shari Lach Ayud Beis the Hayim B'en B'tochon Kochem B'liyas Chamin. 12 months does not only matter B'liyas Tzonim, it's matter B'en, it's matter B'en should certainly be able to be matter B'liyas Chamin. So suggests the Chacham Tzvi. Ponemiris argues, says no, there after 12 months Shalit Avira, the air gets it after 12 months to make it completely zero. Mashenken b'kli shomer atam liolam. It's preserved in the walls of the kli forever.
And v'ayinesu b'tzonein is perhaps some kind of an exception. Oh, and what's the raya? K'deres yishaveru. Amar l'shu yud b'es chodesh. Oh. So, explains, we're not going into every last prat, it's a very lengthy piece over here, that the Chacham Tzvi has a leniency, and not everybody wants to agree with this leniency. Okay. Not everyone wants to accept it. The Prana Meiris, that's quoted over here, says, the only time you say this Yibush works is by Yayin. It's unique quality to Yayin. Anything but Yayin, even B'liyas Tzonein, there's no Yibush. It's a unique characteristic of wine. That's what he says. A unique characteristic of wine. This is what he says. It's, by the way, not what the Sif Se Das quotes him as saying. If you look carefully, when the Sif Se Das quotes the Ponim Eros, he quotes him differently. He says a distinction between that which is Bolua to that which is Be'en, things of this nature, B'liyas Chamer versus B'liyas Tzonon. That's not what he said. In the original, he said, Rebbe Osai, that originally what he said is Yayin is unique. So now, Rabbi Osai, it seems, therefore, I have a shaila now, mamish now. This is the shaila. Somebody got engaged 40 years ago. More. 40-something years ago. Okay. Mazel tov. Why is it relevant to us right now? So the chos musma, we'll call it a regular family, living in a regular neighborhood in New York City. A regular neighborhood, you know, an apartment somewhere. And the Kala was from a rich family. So they had to impress the Mechotanim when they came from out of town to visit the Chassan's family. They bought a set of fancy china. Oh, we'll impress the Mechotanim. We paupers from the apartment in Manhattan, you know, Lower East Side area. It wasn't a rich neighborhood. We'll show we also have fancy china. So they served fancy china. So this one meal was, who knows, 5-6 people ate there. Sach HaKol. 2, 4. Maybe 7. I'm not kidding, more than that number of people. And it hasn't been used since. Been dormant for over 40 years. Now, this balabasta who bought the china, it was Nifta last year. And now the china had been untouched for over 40 years. Can you imagine that? China for a day. Mashiach went through Baruch Hashem. They had children, and grandchildren. Baruch Hashem. So now they want to use the China. It's for Pesach. Beautiful China for Pesach. Kavod Yontif. Problem is, it was used for Chametz 40 something years ago. You find the hetter for me, Rabbi. Find me a hetter. Chacham Tzvi would say it's mutter. It's interesting. He tells you what the Chacham Tzvi says. Chacham Tzvi bi'atzmo kosev shom lo motzinu mi shemekel b'shar yisur levashu v'chatchila v'kelim shor b'leim yud beis chodesh. He has a brilliant chilek. The kosev l'chalek. This is Rabbi Kivei quoted from the Chacham Tzvi. Rabbi Kivei mem gimel. The b'yayin nesech the soch yud beis chodesh afil b'di yevet asur muchacham milsa tuva. No one to make a mistake. Tochi beis chodesh, I feel it with the evidence, or memela, yotzeb is a kula. The yachli beis chodesh, the chatchila shorek, mabi ayin nesech. Wee, wee, what a fancy love this is the Chacham Tzvi.
the fact that it's usur, no son of Gam, when it's a day old, will be matter when it's a year old. Because no one's going to make a mistake. But by Shari Surim, it's mutter after one day. If you allow it after 12 months, it'll come to 11 months, come 10 months, come 9 months, and it won't hold. Ad kan the Chacham Tzvi. But he rejects it. We don't pass on the Chacham Tzvi. Oh. We'll get out of here. What will know? What happened? Can I get back? Oh. What did I just do? Back in response upon you. Oh, we're back. Now I want to get to the mem test. It's the mem test, it talks about the same thing. Thanks. Here we go. Kli cheres yishanim u'rovim shal nishtam shu behem yud beis chodesh v'ni yodeh em kli basal cholok. Okay? He wants to know Sofek isa shin istarim v'acherim d'abachoshuv Vatola Botal and Inazel Bay Safik Rabban and the Kula goes into all kinds of discussions, not for now. He wants to be making on certain sfekas. We're not sure if this particular kli absorbs fleshiks or milchiks or not. Oh, maybe we should kash a kli cheres. That's a mistake. The Ran holds Chomis is a terabola. Afal Pikain. Kedeth Spesif Yishaver. Hagola doesn't help. Comes from Kotchim, which is a terabola. Shachsim and Sadi Gimel. Silukuf Chaf Aleph. Second. It's a very long tshuva, as you can see over here. Look at this sfek. Oh, look at this now. Linyan Dina, I want to be Mekel. Bahater Behagola. After Kosabnu the Klicheres Beteir Bola Lo Gankel Lo Mahani Hagola, Sniff Miu Havi, because the Bala Yitra writes and the Torah quotes in the Mekuf Chaf Aleph, the Bechol Einar Ben Yomo Mahani Li Klicheres Hagola Gimel Pomin. Got it from your Yerushalmi. Was a Mitzuref Meiteir Manal, but Tziruf Dasa Ra'ah Berek Abayis, like the Bosa Bechol you can use even if it's any Ben Yomo Lachat Chila. And the Chacham Tzvi, Kelim Shinishtayim Beis Kodesh Mutl the Gamre. Ah, he only said it by Klei Chometz, not by Shari Surim, as we just saw. Look at Mem Gimel. Kevon Shatam Rak Mishum Shema Yakilu. Gamke Ben Ben Yomo, Tokyu Beis Kodesh. Bezeh, Benidon Didan, Yesh Harbet Stodim Lahatir. Av Tokyu Beis Kodesh. Yesh Smach Lahokil Akoponim Achir Beis Kodesh. The Nasa Balua Afra Bialma. He's Matin. This is what he says. Now, they have Ashmadas. I'm just curious over here. They have Ashmadas in the back. No. There was not. There's something else besides that. Where's Ashmadas? They don't have it. I'm sorry, the Ashmadas was just not here for some reason. In that Shmuel, he's even more making. I wanted to say, about say, in my case, I'm over 40 years old, being dormant. I have many teruah from the Hakum. That's chaz what they are one by one. Halakha l'maisim. Number one, I asked, did they serve chametz? No one remembers. Who said it was chametz in the first place? So they served chametz. Price of chicken, right? They served, you know, soup. They served potatoes. Who said they served chametz in the first place? Al. Beis. I asked, when they served on the dishes, how'd the food get from the pot to the dish? And you put it down on some metal or some glass. That's a cliché. And then they first put it down in there, so it's already, it's like irumi cliché, it's garnished. Worst case scenario, they put it straight down, irui. They didn't cook at this china. Irui. Irui, we've learned a long time ago, we'll come back to the kufe a little bit. It's a machlekes gadol ha'poskim. Some say by irui there was no bli at all. Then I asked, how hot was it? Was it too hot to touch? You don't serve someone, you have numa chutan, they come there and burn their tongue, that's ois shidduch. You have to make sure it wasn't that hot. So maybe it wasn't yatzah let us go either. There's suffix upon suffix upon suffix. Aside from Rabbi Kivega's other sveikas, maybe the Chacham Tzvi is right. Maybe we could even make a in the Binyom of the Yevet, even though it's a steer in the Ran. Maybe it's a different terrace than a steer in the Ran. So many tziruf from the Hakel. So it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that all these svaras, we have a right to combine them. Rabbi Kivega himself is in the Mem Tes, especially in Hashmotas. So let's chazer again about the Tzedadama. Number one, it could be a cliche. Even if it's Iru, which is the most it could be, it's a machlokes. Maybe it wasn't Yatzal Edison. Maybe it wasn't Chametz. I said, the yes is the ace. We'll look at Rabbi Kivega. I told him I should kasher it three times. Say, hot kasher three times. I told him, I will tell them, they can pour boiling water three times. Because the worst case here was Eroi. The worst case is Eroi. It's Eroi Klicheni. So just take three kettles, just line up all the whole set. Take three big pots full of boiling water and pour it over them once. And take another pot and pour it twice. And then three times. And it's kosher. That's what I'm going to tell them. I'm trying to follow footsteps of Rabbi Kivega. But somebody's done a block. It's right here. The sauce is right over here. You saw it in the Pisre, in Prima Gadim, in Sukkot and Yud Zayin, Chacham Tzvi, and with these cases, they consider to be a Shas Atchak. I don't see it to be a Shas Atchak, but people told me they consider to be a Shas Atchak. Atkan, I both said. Now, we only have a little more here than, what is Shiro? In 20 minutes? Oh, I'm so fooled by the clock. I can't take a question. I just can't. Sibzai. I'm behind. I got to fool myself by the clock. Anyway, Sibzai. This is his start, Sibzai. Kedera shibluwa mibasar v'cholov. Shenizvashuba biyachad obizach arzeh. V'kodem sha'ovar laila achas. Huchmu ba mayim. Chashiva bas yoma. Ashetisha mesliyes. What's he saying over here? What's he saying? He's saying what we saw in Tosfos Daf Ayin Vav. That is Belua Mibasa B'Cholov. So we say that you have to reset the clock when you heat up the hot water. Says the Rambam, strange thing. Avlam Avro Laila Mutter. If the night passed in between, it's mutter. What kind of night? That's shit. It's Rashi in a time. We don't pass the night. We pass the 24 hours. We saw before and said, hey, then the answer is, Rabbi Osai, it's a tziruf hashitus. The best I can show you right now is the Shach Sivkoton Yudches. Please turn. Shach Sivkoton Yudches. Zelashon HaBeis Yosef. Din Zeh Kosu Sefer HaTru B'Simen Ayin Hei. V'nosan tam l'dova. D'kach shova ha'mayim l'didan k'mo yisar atzmo. D'kol ha'mayim nasu nevela. Kevin she'em b'm shishim l'vat b'pletas ha'kli. V'chazu v'nivle b'kadera. Sure. So we saw it in the quarter of the Tosfos, Sefer HaTrumah.
Oh, that's din number one. Smak, hevri divri sefer truma, because of achakach, the yesh mekilim b'din zeh. Why? Achashein beguf ha'isr ben yomo, ein achshiva ben yomo, ad kan the smak. V'li nire, the b'shari suri mutter. This is all quoted from the Beis Yosef. Why? Shekhar Kosafti, the Simon Tzadi Beis, the Lorimin and Hanan, Rak Bosa Becholov, the family of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Aval Hibulu, Ami Bosa Becholov, Shin Espashal Bo Yachad, O Bezeh Achar Zeh. This is the famous Beis Yosef that holds that not only did we say Hanan by Bosa mixing into Cholov, but also something coming from Bosa Becholov together. Monin Meyes Lies, Mishah Shehuchmu Bo Mayim. Period. Alfitamas, because of a smack, Bonami Shari. So it's a machlokes. The near release is the base of a pshara. Tim for over Laila Echad called Shahuchmu. I feel it with Bosa Becholov. Ein Limnos, Mace Lies, Elimisha Shabishluba. The word of mine is a mistake. Kaylin the Eish Sovereign, Rashi and Tosis. The Acha Laila Echad, no stam Livgam. Fine. Avlam kodem shavar la laila echad huchmu ba mayim naktina kedem sefer atshuma kevin the kamel the bus of the cholam chaticha nas and avela ad kan devarov. This is all the Beis Yosef that he's quoting. Does everyone understand what he said so far? He said chiddush after chiddush after chiddush. He packed them in here like sardines. His chiddush. Chiddush number one, Rabbi Osai, is he's passing the sefer atshuma against the smak that we apply the 24-hour restart. When you cook hot water. As we saw in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav. Fine. Chiddush number two. He says that since it's based upon Chaticha Nas and Avel, as we saw in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah as well. Let's just go back to the Tosfos to see it again inside. Tosfos. See it again. We should refresh our memories. He quotes the same source of Sefer Truma. Rabbeinu Baruch, he calls him. The Sefer Truma. Rabbeinu Baruch, cause of the Sefer Truma. Right? Hot water, you restart the 24-hour clock. Why? Nasa Nevela. Fine. So he says exactly the same thing. But then he says, but some posts will deny Nasa Nevela. Yet by Bosa Becholov, he says, you apply Nasa Nevela even if it comes from Bosa Becholov. These are all Chidushin. And then he throws in, and the smart argues, we have a right to be Mitzarev. Shitas Rashi v'Tosfos that after Linas Laila, it's already considered to be pogum with the sheet of the smak and say it's mutter. That's the logic of the shachs of Kotin Yud Ches, quoting from the Beis Yosef right over here. Makes a lot of sense so far. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. So far, so good. The Shach thinks, let's read carefully the Shach. Look at every word that counts. Umavua midvarav of the Beis Yosef. Dim huchmu mayim toch laila echot. You heated the water right after you cooked the basa b'chalav. Tzorcha hakach meis leis michim mamayim. You reset the clock. But it's because of the kind of shulchan aruch asher tisha meis leis mishah shuchmu bo amayim. Avam chimimu miyad shenaseh ben yomah mechodesh sorach mes les michimu mamayim. You don't rely on the other sheet that says linas laila. With yizeh gam masha kosev arav here chenim over laila achas ben bishul basa becholov etc. Eino mucho chodas veisir. It's wrong. So the Shach and the Rebbe Kivek explains why it's wrong. Look at Rabbi Kivay. Near the Kavanas Hashach, the Shorash Achiluk, Bein Ovro Laila Kodem Achimum Mayim. Awachakach Hainu. Shem Huch Bu Mayim Tchila Techef, donim hadam mayim nasa nevela. You first have to paskin on the water. The water nasa nevela right away, of course. Umemela, boy me ace last chaskimum. Now reset the clock for 24 hours. Don't tell me the night passed. We don't paskin the night by itself. And here they're already paskin nasa nevela on the water. Too late. Masha ain ken sha'ovel tchila laila. The laila passed before you cook the water. The b'shaschimim amayim amrina. Kevan the nasu nevela is only din the rabbanon. Have a suffic the rabbanon. The shema kvar nifkan belinas laila. Rabosai. We can say the lo nasu nevela is a svek of the rabbanon. It all depends. The night came first. The night came afterwards. The night came afterwards. Too late. We went to Ramachria that Nas and Avela, because Svega Daraisa. Now you tell me we should be Makil on the grounds of what? Linas Laila? Forget about it. But if Linas Tata came before the eating of the water, Ramachria originally Svega Rabbanu Lakula. The Beurim says that's if Sumer Beki Vega is correct. It's based on Svega Rabbanu Lakula. It's too late if they cooked up the water before Linas Laila. But the Prima Garden is Mashma, it's based upon Svet Svega. It's based on Svet Svega, then the Ramos right. Doesn't matter if Lina's Lila came before Lina's came in. Either way, it's a Svek Sveka. But the question is, are they based on a Svek Sveka or on Sveka the Rabbanu Lakula? Fine. Fine. That's what the Mishpat Zalzov and Sivkot and Yud seem to say. It's Svek Sveka. If it's Svek Sveka, the Biurim says, we can be Mekel even if Lina's Lila comes afterwards. You'll see over here, Abosai. In Mishpat Zalzov, Sivkot and Yud, he says over here, Svek Sveka. Shem alayna pong the Rabbanatam. Shem alach kismak. So if it's a Svek Sveka, the order doesn't matter. And then the Ramah is right. That's what the Rabbi Kivegas basically says on the Sveka the Rabbon. Fine. However, Rabbi Osai, the Shach says that the whole thing is wrong from the beginning to the end. Ha ha. And here's where it's a little bit tricky. I thought we were going to finish it today. I'm not going to push it. We'll almost finish it today. Tomorrow we're going to start just a little bit finishing this up, Lineta, and then we will start the Chazara. Well, there's still Mashu left. It's Mamash and Mashu. Let's go for it. Comes the Shach. Look what he says. Umikomikom, b'yikir adin, shesvir le'el mechav v'arav, dikderi shebelua mibasa b'cholav d'armina d'chaticha nasa nevela, eini moda lehem. This is Amin l'shari surim, kemish shekfor nesar. As I said in Sadi Dal Chof Beis, we spent so much time in this months ago. When do we say Chanan, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim? When Bosa meets Cholom. An explosion. When we saw Tosin Avkuf, this is Heta, this is Heta. Bosa met Cholom already 6 hours ago. Now it hits water. Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't say Chanan in that kind of a case. The Mechaber thought that way. So the Shach of the Mechaber is wrong. So on the one hand, you say, oh, our boss, we're already licking our chops. The Rav Shach's a big mekel. You don't say Chanan if something comes from Basa B'cholof. Don't jump to any conclusions. At the end, he pulls out the biggest chumrah in the world, the Shach. Look what he says now. Okasavti Shom, Dehoikar, Hafilu Aman de Yomar, De Lo Arminen Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'Shari Surin, Mode De Tzorich Mesliyes Mishaschim Mamayim, Hafilu B'Shari Surin. The lo toli zeb chaticha nasa nevelo lo has nothing to do with chaticha nasa nevelo. Nothing to do, Rabosai. Why? Take a look at the Gilead Marashah. It tells you exactly why. Read the words. Kevin the mikomakom choza v'nivla min ha'iser v'himishav nat barnat ze lo shayach v'iser. It's a straightforward case of not bar not the Isura. Where do you say it? Let's turn back. Chazara, Abosai. You have 10 minutes. We'll do Chazara for the next 10 minutes. Simon Sadi Dalid, Shach, Sivkot and Chav Beis. We went through this very carefully some months back. Now it's coming back to reappear. Sadi Dalid, Chav Beis. Look at this. Can't read the whole thing. I'm jumping down a little bit. He says, after quoting the Beis Yosef,
The poskim lo minichanan lo mashkachas laidina b'shar isur. Avol. I don't know if you see the word avo. Avo vay hatur shekosav lahor the sefer atshuma b'stam. Here in Tzadi Dalet and in kuf gimu and in kuf chafalef. There was some tour in a couple of places. V'chein echamamis in kuf chafalef kosav b'stam laidina. Vare lo svir leochi. Why? The ha'iyu posek nami sim in Tzadi beis lor minin chanan b'shari surim. Avo nir the svir lei. As Iran said, Nikola Bosor, Lo Shari Nat Barnat, Alib Bishal Hetel, Kibasa Becholov, came in the time Shania Dian Heteru, came in the Iklitz Kuli Hai, Lo Choshev the East Lesser, Abimidi the Surah Kalechat Lika Tama Klal, Osa Filo Tzofal Olam. There it is. Od Muchach Shom Behedra, the cause of Cain, Afilim and the Yomad, Lo Minichanam Bishari Surin. Sadi Hesiv Kotten Hey, Sharei Dura. And then he says, look in Tursus Perg Basra Davoda Zora, Dav Ayin Vov, Sof Dira Maskel, Bas Yoma. Rabbol say, we just saw that Tursus. In that Tursus Fakert, the opposite of the Shach. What does Rabbeinu Baruch say? Look, Rabbeinu Baruch calls him to say, for a true much called Lachal Shloya, Bekli, Yafil, Yom Cha, Mayim Chamel, Vatok, Meyeset, Mayim Chashivik, Moyeser, Lefi, what did he say? Shanaz and Avela. What's the Shach talking about? Huh? Keep going.
Last part.
Okay. Let's keep going. Kevin Shahaya Ben Shanak about the plants that clean. Through David Sharinan. Because of the little bit. Yeah. That's the Lishal Yisr. Okay. I'll have a Lishal Hetting on Bosom of Lishal Cholov. I'll have a Pisha Hoya Ben Mayim Chamatov Meses. And Lachush Sharin Hetting. Lamina Chatiha Nas and Avela again. How did Afka be Yisr? Period. Now comes the tricky part. What's this? The old, he's talking now about a leniency. Dika not bar not. And even though Rivon said by Bishel, you don't say not, two knots. Here are three knots. Three knots works for sure. Adkan. What do you want to say? So the Chasam Sofer, you should have it in your Olsen Mefarshim, in Simon Tzadidala, says, Rotzaloma, with the cost of Sham. The old v'chule, mashma the below tam the cost of tchila. What did he say before? Chanan, yesh lesar dechim emayim. I do not understand it for the life. I don't understand. The va'od, Rabbi Osai, is an additional leniency, not an additional stringency. Had the va'od been an additional stringency, Chas himself would be right. You don't even need chanan to be machmir. Now he's saying fakert. Of all is an additional leniency. So the stringency of Chanan does not apply to meat versus or milk in the, as individuals for two reasons. One, you don't say Chanan, and two, it's not banat the hetera. But in order to answer it, you get an impression to say for a truma, either one will suffice. Well, I'm not sure. That's for shachli, either one will suffice. But then why do you bother mentioning Chanan? Why is the same truma even bothering mentioning Chanan if you don't need Chanan? That's where it's. In other words, he's saying two coolers. One cooler is if it's only meat. That what? You don't say Chanan. Number two, it's not banat hetera. That's very, very nice. But if it is was nivla, you get an impression that he asked us based on Chanan. Didn't say it's also based upon a not banat isura. Why not? Therefore, let's forget what everybody else says. Let's think about it ourselves. Who's right? Forget what the Shach said and the Beis Yosef said. What do you say? Vitamida Yosef Mikulam. What do you say? What do you say, Rebosa? So look at the Mata Yonason, right over here, in Simon Tzadi Dalet. Look what he says. Prichodesh Tama Olav against the Shach. Ilo Arminin Chatich Anas and Avela B'Shar Yisurin Ma Mahani Ma Dahabi Napa Nati Yisurin. What does that mean? What does Prichodesh want? Okay, the Shach is right. Nir Midvarov Shu Meforesh Shehodach Hashvina Nameis Les B'Shar Yisurin Mishar Shechim Bo Mayim Hana Shiitztarech Shishim Neged kol abalua shebikdeira. Im apirish kenu vare yeshmakal miyasa. The manasha. Mashanisha betocho habinat mufgam. Umasha yotza lechutz bisha shechimimbo hamayim im kain. Afim neima shenifat kol abalua. Flo hoya betocha klimes komes liets. Flo have no sentam lufgam. Kayla the low and nibble the kedeko mesliex. Mi komako. Lo bola rak lefi erech. Masha nibble be mayim. He gives an example. The hainu, the mosh. Im nibble be kedera shir zayas echa. Bachakach kimumo shir sheshazesim of water. King shapole la mayim. When the issa goes from the pot into the water. Vachoza bolea mina mayim. Now the pot absorbs from the water. Lekakan belias iser rakhelek hashviyis 1/7, right? It's 6 kazayasim of water. A kazayas of tarfus, you know, taste comes out and it goes in prorata. It's only 1/7 of a kazayas went back in. Tohash the nivlevo also chelek mevam chalok amayim. Wow. It's the third possibility. It seems to me that's correct. That's correct. So here's the question, the $64,000 question. Do you need Chanan or don't you need Chanan? Tosis said Chanan is shachas, you don't need it. What's the answer? They're both right. If you want to calculate to the strictest possible calculation, you need Chanan. The entire water is treif. So you have to measure now 60 times everything. But the shach is also right. If you want to ask us something, even at a lower level of prorating, then you do not need Chanan. Even without Chanan, what goes out into the water comes back in. But it only comes back in prorated. Seems to me, this is the truth. This is the truth. And as a matter of fact, the Sifsei Das, right over here, I'll end with this because I don't like to go late. The Sifsei Das, right over here, Sifkot Chav Beis, quotes this from the Yisuf Heter. And we learned this a long time ago. The Yisuf Heter is found over here, it's quoted from Klal Lamedalid, Din Zayin, towards the end of Chav Beis. Afal pi delegabe Yisur Atzmo, not bar natu, mikomakom, hamayim nasu nevelim. Uve Heter? Ein lochush, rak mi blias habaser ameduma b'mayim shudav amud. Why? Sharei eser yodos nivla mimayim misha nivla tam habaser l'kedera. Ulegabe dav amud ish p'tav shul shishim. That's the famous eser yodos svara. He picked an example of 10 times, right? He picked an example of 6 times. They gave different examples, but they're saying exactly the same thing. So the question: who's right? Is the shach right? Or is the Beis Yosef right? What's the answer? They're both right. The Beis Yosef is right. He quotes enough in the Torah. I don't understand the Chassam Sofer. He says Chanan. You need Chanan to make the whole thing awesome. Does that mean if you don't say Chanan, you're home free? No. Still have to worry about the tarfus came from the pot into the water and back again, but it's prorated. This seems to be the truth. The combination of the Shach and the Beis Yosef. Came near Ali. We're almost done. Tomorrow finishes up in fairly short order. We'll start the Chazara B'Siyat HaDishma. Mincha is downstairs at 1:37, followed by a Tzim. It was like a Tzim HaShas. So everyone's cordially invited.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
A question, Rabbi?